I'm joined by The Guardian's Helena Smith, who is in Athens. What's the situation there right now?
The centre of Athens has been turned into a battlefield. Riot police have been fighting pitch battles with protesters. Most of these protesters are young, hooded Greeks, almost vigilantes. They are not the demonstrators who peacefully took to the streets in mass rallies organised by trade unions here earlier in the day. These are young kids, often wielding wooden staves, throwing stones, marble slabs, rocks, ripping up pavements, anything they can get hold of, any projectile to lob at riot police, who, of course, have now become the hated symbol of a government passing hated austerity measures.
And what's the reaction from the peaceful protesters? Who are they blaming? Are they blaming the police, or are they blaming these people who seem to have come intent on causing trouble?
Most of the protesters are blaming the police for overreacting to these violent incidences and to these young kids who are troublemakers, who are known in Greece as the known unknowns. Everybody sort of knows who they are. There's a well-known profile of these self-described anarchists who hide their faces either with hoods or bandanas or crash helmets, and then take to the streets with the sole purpose of creating mayhem, usually at the tail end of a demonstration. This has been going on ever since Greece's debt crisis erupted 18 months ago. Otherwise, peaceful demonstrations aimed at protesting against austerity measures here in Greece are usually hijacked by these young troublemakers. There are some demonstrators, however, who say that authorities, the police, are deliberately causing race demonstrations. I've just been talking to a unionist here, a teacher, who told me that he saw it as a part of a greater plan to clear the square of demonstrators in the hours leading up to the vote. The police and the government do not want tens of thousands of Greek demonstrators outside the parliament building tomorrow when the vote takes place.
And is there any sign that the situation is coming under control, or are these clashes continuing?
For the moment, these clashes seem to be continuing, if only sporadically. We can have, there are quiet spells interspersed by violence re-erupting. I had to come off the streets myself, and I've been watching live television coverage of it. The air is absolutely thick with this acrid plumes of tear gas. All the way down to the historic part of Athens, Plaka, which is visited by, thousands of tourists every day. It's almost impossible to walk through Athens today because so much of this tear gas has been fired.